Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Tony Cao, Software IP and Artificial Intelligence Marketing Director at Intel. Welcome, Tony. How's it going?
Hey, thanks so much for inviting me. I'm good.
So, Tony, first time on the program, so why don't you just spend a little bit of time introducing yourself and telling us about what specifically you work on at Intel. There are a number of folks engaged in artificial intelligence across the company.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My role is the Software AI Director. I'm part of the Programmable Solution Group, or they call it the X-Altera Group at Intel. And what I'm in charge of is all the associated AI acceleration products or workload acceleration products for marketing and product line management. I manage a team that oversees these products that we have at a software level.
Intel made a really interesting announcement this week about something called Intel OpenVINO. So why don't you tell me a little bit about the OpenVINO solution, where it extends in terms of engagement across Intel's portfolio, and how specifically our FPGAs for AI are participating in that space.
So we're in a very exciting time right now. This week we've launched the OpenVINO toolkit. This is essentially one Intel toolkit that plugs into the AI framework that we have today, like Caffe and TensorFlow. But what it allows is a software development kit that links all the way down to the various different Intel products, going all the way from IoT to AI and also FPGAs or Intel's FPGA. What PSG or Programmable Solution Group is offering is a deep learning acceleration suite that resides in the OpenVINO. And what this enables is a runtime enabled engine with preloaded primitives and topologies that allows developers to access and develop frameworks and networks around machine vision workloads or AI related workloads and do a lot of acceleration around that. So this is as I mentioned, a very exciting time because this is a tool that links all the way from the very bottom of the FPGA RTL to the top, doing a lot of abstraction collaboration.
Now, obviously, access to software tools is really critical in this space. And Intel has made a pretty strong statement about the kind of capabilities they're delivering to the industry. How do you expect our developers that work in ecosystem as well as broader communities to tap into these capabilities to make their solutions better?
So with the OpenVINO toolkit, as I mentioned earlier, the developer is able to utilize a lot of these primitives and topologies that's preloaded in there, or even work with the PSG team in developing their custom primitives that allows them to do a lot of accelerations. This is actually a huge achievement coming from the PSG world or the FPGA world, where traditionally the reputation has always been FPGA has been great in terms of doing a lot of customization and being flexible in compute, but very hard to code, right? You have to code in the HDL language, not in C++. So the ability to enable, along with this OpenVINO tool that allows us, the programmers, to program in C++ or C, it broadens the ecosystem and reach out to more developers that we couldn't reach out to before.
Now, FPGAs have been making quite a lot of news lately in terms of driving breakthrough solutions in AI. Tell me what you're seeing in terms of broader industry trends and any examples that you might be able to deliver in terms of customers that have tapped our FPGA solutions for AI.
What we're seeing is a lot of these use cases, whether it's at a retail, manufacturing, or even at a cloud level, that's already happening, right? So one example that we see a lot is voice recognition at a cloud level. So one use case in China, I had mentioned that because there's so many ongoing dialects in China, the different languages, it's important to have a voice recognition software that can do this in real time and translate a lot of these contexts and regional dialects into data that can be consumed at an AI level. Another example at an edge level that we're currently working with at the customer level is that there are a lot of these retail-based or even event-based surveillance system that's needed for a lot of real-time analysis, whether it's customer profiling or whether it's theft detection or risk detection at a larger event. it's important that we do this. The FPGA enables a lot of these low latency based, real-time based solutions that can immediately flag what's wrong in the event. So if you look at the role that FPGA plays, it goes from the cloud really to the edge at so many different levels and so many different use cases.
We talk a lot about machine learning, deep learning, training, inference. Where do you see the opportunities for FPGAs? And do we have a sweet spot for FPGAs within that context in relation to the other solutions in our portfolio, like Xeon processors?
Yes. So the way I see this is a very complementary positioning in terms of working with the Xeon processor. Obviously, the broader Intel has the Xeon processor that's built for a lot of the training-based applications. Where FPGA really plays well in is low-latency inference real-time-based application that can be deployed, whether it's in the cloud or in the edge level.
Now, when we look at the acceleration suite, tell me a little bit about how the team put the acceleration suite together and what has the initial industry response been in terms of the capabilities that we're delivering?
Right. In terms of how the team had put this together, this is, I think, long-term in the making. We've been working on it for the last 2 years. We first started with building a runtime engine that enables us to do a lot of the optimization around the math primitives and then to really achieve the low latency mark. And then also, there's a significant amount of work that's being done integrating with the broader Intel tool, that's the OpenVL. You know, in terms of the achievement that we've been able to get in the industry, you know, there are customer engagements I cannot name names of, but at an edge level, we're seeing really enabling the customer to achieve a desired optimization around power, performance, and also cost relative to the solutions that are out there in the market with respect to GPU, for example. So because of the flexibility that FPGA brings, it allows us to either change the floating bit width, which in turn enables us to achieve higher performance in terms of frame rate or lower power in terms of wattage. But then at the same time, from an accuracy perspective, we were also able to optimize in the way that meets the customer's expectation. So all in total, when you talk about these three knobs around power, performance, and cost, we've achieved, based on the customer's use case and what they want, what we have at the end of the day is a very low latency and suitable product for any kind of usage that's out there at an inference level.
What is the core capability that is delivered from a developer perspective, and what do you think they're going to be able to do differently with these tools that they were not able to tap before?
When you talked about the developer, the traditional FPGA developers has always been the programmers that programs in this RTL, very hard, low-level language that not many people are able to tap into. But as we move further up to the value chain or to the stack, right, we have people beginning to program in Python and in C++. We build more tools. And what this integration of this tool along with the OpenVINO brings is you have the data scientist that today is already programming in the environment of TensorFlow Cafe. And they're able to use essentially just a library call function into the OpenVINO and access directly into our deep learning acceleration suite and do a lot of these image recognition, image classification functions that we pre-built in. So what this enables is the broader ecosystem that will enable, in terms of the ease of use for non-FPGA users in the past, to reap the benefit of having FPGA in one tool, along with other Intel-based products.
Fantastic. And now, obviously, if folks want to get their hands on a solution that's enabled with the Intel Aria 10 FPGA, do we have any development kits or any other resources that they can tap into to start?
Definitely. There are actually two deployments that we're doing at the hardware level. There's the Aria 10 GX FPGA dev kit that currently can be purchased through distributor or through our website. And then also the other part is the partnership that we've done with Dell and Fujitsu around programmable acceleration cards that can be also purchased through their rack system that is validated by them and ready to go into the market. So in terms of the hardware, this is what I mentioned, the two pieces, the dev kit and then also the programmable acceleration card provided by the OEMs.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Tony. It's a really exciting development in terms of delivering tools to the industry that really make a difference. And I love to see the progress that we're making with programmable solutions in this space as well. Where can folks find out more information about the FPGAs that we're delivering to the market, as well as gain access about the new OpenVINO solution?
Yes, so you can find a lot of these information on intel.com/FPGAs. That's a central place that leads to all the information with regards to the programmable acceleration card, the DevKit, and also the deep learning acceleration suite that I mentioned earlier. And as to the OpenVINO, there is a greater Intel website that talks about this tool altogether. And the website is
software.intel.com/en-us/openvino-toolkit.
Thank you so much for being here today. We'd love to have you back sometime in the future.
Thank you so much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.